Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in the House. Thank you. Yes.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely. So I know that now you are a mom on the mission. You have your baby has just turned 3. Is that right?
He did, yes. He just turned 3. And I will tell you, you know, I was elected to Congress 10 years ago, the youngest woman ever elected at the time. And I've gotten married. I became a mom. And it has given me more energy than ever because it's just a reminder of what we're fighting for, that we are really wrestling for what this country is going to look like for the next generation. And just seeing this deep rot and this radical leftism taking over our schools and different institutions in our society. It's the American people that are going to save the country. So I'm really working hard to make sure that we have Republican wins up and down the ballot.
And so, you know, and I always say about you, Congresswoman Stefanik, you have your priorities in order. So if anybody, we should all be following you as I've been following you on social media, but on Twitter, on X. Number one, you've pinned, obviously, the birth of your baby. Number two, New York is Trump country, and you have Trump. You know, and so, and number three is border safety, the nightmare at the northern border, which is affected, you're affected by, obviously, in your constituents because you're in New York. When you look at the border issue going on, whether it's the northern border, the southern border, what are you seeing and why is this security issue and important, not just for our own communities, you know, security, but national security? What do you see here? And when you're out and about and on the campaign trail.
And I want to know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but also the spin by Kamala and Walz out there trying to blame Congress for the situation at the border as well. It's ridiculous. Sorry, Dawn.
No, it's okay.
No, well, it's really important that we talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is the number one issue across the country, that and the economy. And the American people are smart. No amount of spin from Kamala Harris and the mainstream media will take away from the facts, and the facts are this. Joe Biden issued 94 executive actions to get rid of President Trump's border security policies, and you have in this administration, in Joe Biden and his open borders are Kamala Harris, just a lack of respect for the rule of law, a failure to enforce the laws on the books. We know what a secure border looks like. It looks like the policies of President Trump. And make no mistake, House Republicans passed the Secure the Border Act, which would have ended catch and release, restored remain in Mexico, continued the construction of the border wall, and increased the number of Border Patrol officers. And Chuck Schumer and the Democrats refused to bring that up, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris issued a veto threat. So make no mistake, it's Democrats that own this border catastrophe. They've had every day to try to fix this, and they haven't. It's gotten worse and worse under their watch. And every district is a border district. Every state is a border state. It's not just those that are contiguous to the border. If you look at the illegals that are being transported to states and cities across the country, if you look at the rise of illegals committing violent crimes against American citizens, and also if you look at the fentanyl poisoning, which is the leading cause of death for young adults aged 18 to 35, that's directly because of the wide open border policies and the failed border security policies with Kamala Harris, as Joe Biden's open borders are. And I want to talk about sort of a personal aspect of this from my district. I was just home all the way up on the U.S.-Canadian border in my district, listening to moms and dads. We had a round table, and it was the first week of school. They were putting their elementary age school kids on the school bus for the first time. Mm-hmm. And the illegal crossings are so bad and really nothing we've ever seen in that part of the state or part of the country before. Illegals were around the school bus. The kids could not get on, the U.S. kids, my constituents, and Border Patrol had to be called in. Another story was a Labor Day parade. A family left their home, and they came home, and there were illegals in their garage. And, of course, they called the Border Patrol. So it's a catastrophe. It's something we have never seen before in modern times. And, again, it is because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Yeah, and when you look at this, and that's, I think, what Dan Borowski, our great executive producer, was referring to, is that, you know, this is, so there's the news story that's the real story, right, that is this crisis. And we see what's happening. We're living it across the country. And just like, you know, I know you've been to the Carolinas and the storm-ravaged regions and Florida. Then when you look at the media or even our president and especially the vice president, it becomes the number one story for them is the rhetoric. It starts with Trump lied about dot, 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 rather than the big story, the real story, which is people in crisis. So how do Republicans navigate around that? And it's in part, you have a campaign of Democrats, but then you also have complicit with them the media.
That's exactly right. And you're right. As families and hundreds of thousands of people in North Carolina have been really left without the support they need from FEMA and just abysmal, abysmal leadership from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, this is buried in the news. And instead, they are continuing their anti-Trump just attacks day to day. And that's one of the things that is so great about President Trump, is he just barrels through and refuses to allow the mainstream media to dictate how he communicates to the American people. That's why he does these rallies. That's why he expands and goes to places like New York and elsewhere where previously Republican candidates for president don't really go, because he is leaning in and he is breaking the really broken mainstream media. And one thing I've noticed, and I noticed it in the very important Senate race you have in Pennsylvania, it shows how much the Democrats are propping up, or sorry, how much the media are propping up these Democrats when you hear them in these debates. And the Republicans are just winning debate after debate, just like Dave McCormick did. And you see how less than mediocre these Democrat candidates and elected officials are. That is a trend we're seeing. And it happened at the vice presidential debate, too, that Tim Walz had been propped up by the media, and J.D. Vance absolutely dominated that debate, just like Dave McCormick did against Bob Casey.
And so, you know, speaking of that, with, let's say that you serve with somebody like a Dave McCormick, he'd be a newbie, right? He'd be a newbie because he's never been elected to office before. And so what's your advice as far as somebody, and I mean, you're barely 40 years old yourself, and many say that you're part of this new generation, J.D. Vance, other young and upcoming Republicans, and kind of redefining the revolution of Republicans and the party. But what's your advice to somebody like a Dave McCormick who wants to join you in the Senate?
Well, Dave McCormick, I will tell you, he is a friend. I've known Dave McCormick for a number of years, and he supported me when I first ran for office, and I'm proud to have endorsed him. I'm going to be with him later on this month in Pennsylvania on his bus tour, as well as the Bucks County Republican dinner. So I'm excited to do that. Dave is a tremendous leader. He has the business experience, and most importantly, he's connected to the values of Pennsylvania. He is connected to just growing up how he did with his family, and the fact that he is a native Pennsylvanian, that is going to help him to deliver results. He's going to secure the border. He's going to rein in inflation. Dave knows how to get things done. You're not going to have a typical junior senator with Dave. He is going to hit the ground running on day one. I'm looking forward to partnering with him since I'm on the House side.
Yeah, thanks you're graciously saying that too. Thank you. I meant to, he is going for Senate. You're obviously a congressperson in the House. Sorry.
Of course, but I look forward to partnering with him. Another issue that he's going to lead on is energy independence. You have a Democrat ticket at the top with Kamala Harris, who supports banning fracking. That would devastate so many jobs in Pennsylvania. And how do I know that? Because right across the border in New York, we have a moratorium on fracking, and it's failed Democrat policies, and the jobs have moved to Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania has gained. Again, as a reminder to your listeners, Kamala Harris wants to ban fracking, and that's how out of touch she is with today's economy.
And so take me through as far as being a mom, I've talked to Dave McCormick, who's running for Senate here in Pennsylvania, about being a girl dad between he and his wife, Dina. I think they have six girls. So that's a lot of drama. I'm a mom of boys. But as far as being a parent and thinking about the future and moving forward, how has that changed you over the past 3 years in your life?
It's changed me because it, again, reminds me of what we're fighting for. And it also ensures you experience these issues in a way that parents are. I'll give you an example. When Sam was still, he was formula fed after a few months, and this was during the formula crisis and shortage because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's failure to lead and demand accountability from the FDA. Diaper prices have skyrocketed. You see that as an elected official. Child care accessibility. Compare that to child care became more accessible and affordable under President Trump. He also doubled the child tax credit. So we are pro-family. And then I get to education. Because my son is 3 and starting his educational journey, you see the politicization in our school systems that are fundamentally moving away from American values. And of course, that is encapsulated and culminated in higher ed, just the moral and intellectual rot that was on display at the hearing with those university presidents who have since been fired, five of them, and that was long overdue. But these issues hit home, and that's really important. And I know Dave cares deeply about these issues as well. I know Dina, his wife, very well as well. And he is a very proud girl mom, and he's going to stand up for economic opportunity for all and is just a great parent. So these issues impact us in the country we're leaving the next generation.
Yep. Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman Stefanik, thank you so much for joining me and for being gracious with your time. It's great to talk, and I hope that you'll come on again. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.